This is the Friday Five. The Friday Five is brought to you by the Dogs of War podcast. Everything you need to know for this upcoming Browns game in 5 minutes or less by Kevin and Raleigh.
That's right. This isn't a mirage. It's not a game. It's a Friday podcast. Welcome to the first ever edition of the Friday Five brought to you by the Dogs of War podcast. The Friday Five, where we bring you everything you need to know and more about our upcoming game. This is going to be a big work in progress, my friends, until Raleigh and I find out the exact format we like, listening to you, the listeners, to give us plenty of feedback on it. Let's get right into it, Raleigh. Take it away.
This segment of the Friday Five is brought to you by Raleigh and Kevin, hosts of the Dogs of War podcast, and is brought to you in part by Zabel Apparel Company. If you haven't checked them out online yet, you probably should. Buy some cool Brown shirts or Cleveland shirts. They also have sick COVID masks. If you're not wearing a mask and you're listening, put a mask on. Don't be a part of the problem, be a part of the solution. If this team somehow becomes infected with COVID and the season gets canceled and we don't go to the playoffs because of you, I will find you. Just kidding. Anyway, enjoy this segment of the Muni Live Payphone. I'm at a
payphone. What's up, Dogs of the War? This is Brian of Vermillion. Nursing day four of my victory hangover, but well worth it. Looking forward to go back to Cleveland this weekend. The weather's looking great again, like probably 100-mile-an-hour winds, tons of rain, maybe some sleet, hail, but 100% chance of victory. Go Browns.
We would like to thank all one callers of the Muni Lot payphone this week. Thank you, Brian, from Vermillion. Yeah, but you nailed it, Brian. It's going to be batshit freezing this weekend, and the winds are going to be gale force caliber. So let's embrace it. Turn those frowns upside down. The Browns are 6-3.
Thank you, Raleigh. And yes, let's not forget the Browns are 6-3, folks. The Philadelphia Eagles are coming into Cleveland this Sunday to face the Browns at 1 p.m. Eastern. Philly is 3-5-1 on the season and coming off a loss last Sunday to the New York Giants, but still find themselves in first place in the pitiful NFC East. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is having a down year, to say the least, currently sitting with 12 touchdowns with 12 interceptions. When Wentz isn't being blitzed and gets pressure in the pocket, he has thrown 8 interceptions with a 55 passer rating. Running back Miles Sanders is the team's leading rusher this season, with 519 yards on 86 carries for 3 touchdowns. That's what we call a Nick Chubb wannabe. From the air, Travis Fulgham is the Eagles' leading receiver with 4 touchdowns on the year. The last time the Browns played the Eagles was in Philadelphia for the season opener in 2016, where we afforded Carson Wentz his first NFL victory and also awarded victories for the 15 teams we played after that game. The Browns and Eagles have met each other 49 times, with the Cleveland Browns winning 31 games and the Eagles winning 17. We're still up. Let's head on over to Berea to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference from earlier this week, where he talks about this Sunday's game.
Looking forward to this week. I think it's a really good football team coming to our building. They're first in the NFC East. We know the challenge they present on offense as they get healthy. They have a bunch of guys coming back off of injuries. I should start with, it's a really well-coached group in total. Doug Peterson does a great job with that group, on offense as with the team, Super Bowl winning coach. On defense, I think it's a really good unit. They really come after you with that front four. Jim Schwartz, again, outstanding. And then special teams, I think it might be the fastest group we play all year. And again, Coach Fipp does a great job with those guys. So it's a really sound scheme on all three sides for the Eagles. So we have to have our work cut out for us, and we really need a great week of preparation. And that starts today.
Thank you, Coach. The Browns put long snapper Charlie Hewlett, Jack Conklin, and Cody Parkey on COVID protocol this week after being exposed to the virus. All have tested negative, and Hewlett returned to practice today. Stefanski is expecting Cody and Conklin back for Saturday. Miles Garrett was out a couple days this week with a non-COVID illness, but is expected to be back for Friday practice. For the Eagles, it's looking like tight end Zach Ertz will miss this week, along with safety Rudy Ford. On the gambling side of things, the Browns currently sit as 3-point favorites, and the over-under is currently 47.5. Mind you, this is being recorded Thursday evening. The Browns are 3-6 against the spread and 5-4 on the over-under this season. That's it. You got everything you need. 5 minutes. 1 p.m. Sunday in Cleveland on Fox. Stay pumped. Stay focused. Good night, Cleveland.